So hello and good morning, everyone. As we see, without the connection, the energy doesn't flow. So what I'll be sharing is something from my own experiences and also what I've learned from some amazing yogis I have met over the last 40 years or so. And I'm aware that there are different levels of experience here with regard to meditation. Some may have been meditating for a long time, for some a shorter duration, and maybe some of you are just starting exploring meditation. So can I ask how many of you here already do some kind of meditation? Just raise your hands. And how many here are meditators? And how many are wondering what's the difference between the two? Well, for me it's like this, that many people in the world do meditation to relax, to calm down, to handle the stresses of life, and that can be enough for a person. But to be a meditator means it's a lifestyle. And that means as you go through the day-to-day scenes and scenarios of life, one part of you is naturally vigilant and just checking to see, what am I doing with my thought energy? Am I wasting this precious, precious fuel of thought power? Am I overthinking? Now think, for example, of an athlete who wishes to win the gold medal in the races. So for her or for him, eating healthy is a lifestyle. For such a person, they would be naturally aware, when I eat, how much I eat, what I eat. It's a natural awareness. Because for an athlete to maintain optimum weight is essential. In much the same way, a meditator is like a mental athlete. We realize that the most precious resource we have is our thought energy, and we don't want to waste it as we pass through the day. I would say that your entire life is a reflection of how you are choosing to spend your thought energy, which is good news for us, because it means when I learn to spend my thought energy more wisely, everything in my life will necessarily upgrade. My health, my relationships, how I deal with the challenges of life. So basically we're going to be looking at three steps in this meditation this morning. There is the journey inward through the forest of false identities we have created, the journey inward to find true self. Then there is the journey upward to connect to the benevolent source. And the result of that is the sharing of the divinity that arises within you. And that is the journey outward. Inward, upward, outward. So the first meditation is called Silent Space. And we'll have a little stop. The second one is sacred space. And the third one is divine space. So once again, if you'd like to have your back straight, your feet on the floor, be comfortable but also be alert. And as has been mentioned a few times, you may like to experiment with having your eyes open. Now this is new for many people, And if you find it difficult, then just close your eyes, but don't keep them closed. Try to open them again. And you'll find over time that open-eyed meditation is more easy and more natural. And real concentration is developed with open-eyed meditation. Closed eyes is a little bit artificial because you block out the world, but you don't block your ears in meditation. You don't block your nose in meditation. So why to block the eyes? So let's start with the first one. Silent space, going to that place of stillness and quietness within yourself. So the world outside of me is the world of sound. The world of action. The world of doing. And I have little control over the world outside. But there is also a world inside. The world of my thoughts, my feelings, and of my experiences. The world inside is in my own hands. So let me choose the thoughts that I wish to experience. And so I bring my attention up towards my face. Bring my attention to the center of the forehead. And here I picture a small room. And this small room in the center of the forehead, this is my quiet room of peace. Picture. It's a very pleasant, quiet room of peace in the center of the forehead. Private personal space. When I am inside my quiet room, I can be myself. My quiet room is the place where I can relax completely. Inside my quiet room, I am safe. I am secure. This is the place where I am free from the pressures and the demands of daily life. Inside the quiet room, I can let go of my daily roles and responsibilities. Feel the peace, the wonderful silence of my quiet room. I absorb this atmosphere of serenity. Begin to slow down. The mind becomes calm. Just be with this feeling for a few moments. the second one now. But just check your level of concentration. Because before meditation comes concentration. Before concentration comes contemplation. So my experience is this, that sometimes we try to jump very quickly into meditation without developing proper concentration. And then what happens is our thoughts wander to what I have to do or what I have done. So my experience is there are two things which aid concentration. One is contemplation and the other is visualization. Some people are more visual and other people are more contemplative. But here we use both. And so hence, as you see in our commentaries, we offer some thoughts, some guidance, but at the same time we suggest trying to hold this image, this visual image. So these two things together, contemplation and visualization, they create this condition known as concentration. And concentration then leads to experience, and that is called meditation. So meditation is not thinking, and meditation is not thinking. Meditation is the experience of suggested and sequential thoughts. Our aim is not just to sit and think, I am peace, I am a soul, but our aim is to feel it and to experience it, to awaken those qualities which are latent within the soul. How does concentration work? Well, think back to when you were at school. Which subjects was it easy to concentrate on? Right? The ones you liked. So where there is interest and enjoyment, concentration is natural, and 1 hour passes by like 5 minutes. But where there is not enjoyment and interest, you look out of the window, you look at your watch, and you wonder, how much longer do I have to endure this torture? And so what's happening in concentration? The mind and the intellect are getting married together. And simply put, the mind represents what you feel like doing, and the intellect represents what you should do. When there is a discord between these two, concentration is poor. Even for something like studying, I know I should, but I don't feel like it, so there's no concentration. But when the two match together, what I should do and what I feel like doing, when they match, the result is absorption. That is concentration. So Raj Yoga meditation, which is what we do, is based upon a knowledge and understanding of the self. And it is important to have a clear understanding, and then we meditate upon that understanding. The first and most important thing we explore is this question of, who am I? And so this next meditation is going to lead us to experiencing true identity. And it's called Journey into Sacred Space. Okay, so now we do the second one. If you need a point of focus, if your eyes are open, then the point of light image behind me. Some of you know that already. But that point of light image is just a symbol of the soul energy which is resident in the center of the forehead. Okay, so let's do the second one now. So I start by asking myself, who am I? In daily life, I play many different roles. I carry various labels. I wear a number of masks. But who am I behind the roles? Who am I behind the labels? Who am I behind the masks? I am not what I do. Waves of peaceful energy throughout the body. Sending peace and healing energy throughout my body. This wonderful living star of light in the center of the forehead. This is me. This is the real me. Living energy. I am the soul. I, the soul. I am the life inside this body. The soul, I make this body machine work. I, the soul, I experience the outside world through these five senses. These five senses are my workers, my friends. They bring me five types of information about the outside world. The eyes bring me visual information, but it is I, the soul, who sees through these eyes. The ears, they bring to me sounds, audio information, but it is I, the soul, that listens through these ears. I taste, I touch, I smell, but I, the soul, I am the master of these organs. I am on my seat of self-respect. the center of the forehead. And from here, I observe the outside world. From here, I play my role in the grand theater of life. I see, I hear, but I do not allow anything, anyone, to disturb my peace, my happiness. My sacred space are my personal property. Non-negotiable. I choose to live from this seat of self-respect. I, the soul, I am eternal. I can never die. I, the soul, I am light. I, the soul, I am peace. This reservoir of peace has always been inside me. Let me be with this feeling for a few moments. Due to the late start, wasn't able to do the third one. I think it's now time for your walk. So just going to make one small suggestion. You may like to experiment that not just you, the soul, are walking, but when you meet another person, when you talk to somebody at any moment, experiment by looking at the center of the forehead of that person. Just visualize that living diamond in the center of the forehead. Just have this thought, I the soul, I'm speaking with this soul. I the soul, I'm listening to this soul. This is called developing soul conscious vision, soul conscious communication. It's the game changer in all relationships. Be the soul and see the soul, and just see how the relationships upgrade when we do this. Okay, wishing you a wonderful day.